I had a very, very humbling experience happen to me last year. I received in the mail a letter from a missionary in Suriname, South America. And in the letter, he said, "Ron, I just want to thank you for getting sick 25 years ago." And 25 years ago, I was speaking in Liberia, West Africa. And I had spoken at the University of Liberia in Monrovia and had met with President Talbert, the president of the country. And he had asked if I would go out and speak in the high schools if they arranged it. And so he called in the Minister of Education for the country of Liberia. And the Minister of Education personally drove me around to all the high schools outside the capital in the jungle area. And we had been speaking all day, traveling by Jeep over dusty roads. It was hot, humid, 100 degrees out there in Central Africa. And came to the last school I was to speak at. And we had been training national pastors prior to this, and we were going to be holding evangelistic crusades in the soccer stadium there in Liberia the following week. Well, we came to this last jungle school, and it was hot. We had been speaking all day, hot and dusty, and the principal asked, he said, "Are you thirsty?" And we were in his little office there before the assembly with the students, and I was really thirsty. And he said, "Well, I have some water here." And he opened a little refrigerator, pulled out a bottle of water, and poured me a glass. And even at 25 years of age, I had traveled enough that I asked him, I said, is this good water? And he says, "Oh, yeah, no problem. It's filtered water." And so I drank the whole glass of water and spoke at the assembly. And after the assembly, the principal wanted to show me around their jungle school. And as I was walking around, I noticed a pond down in the jungle covered with blue-green algae and little things jumping around on top. He said, "That's where we get our water from for the school." And I said to the principal, I said, "Well, I didn't see any pipes going down. I didn't see any filtration system." I said, "Is that the water I drank?" He said, "Oh, yes, but," he said, "we filter our water." I said, "Well, how do you filter your water?" He says, "Oh, well, we pour it through cheesecloth and we filter out all the bugs." Filtered water. Well, that evening, about 2 o'clock in the morning, I came down with the worst case of amoebic dysentery and diarrhea, vomiting, and just became totally dehydrated. They had to rush me to the hospital at 3 in the morning, to the hospital there in the jungle with Sudan Interior Mission at Elwa in Monrovia. And for 5 days, I was a very sick person with a terrible case of amoebic dysentery in the hospital. And had become so dehydrated and had affected my internal organs that they said, you really need to be sent home. But you're in such rough condition that, you need to rest at least a week. And I was laying in bed in the hospital thinking, "Lord, what are you doing?" You know, we had planned evangelistic crusades. I was supposed to be speaking in the soccer stadium every night. And here I was in a jungle hospital with amoebic dysentery. I said, "God, what are you doing?" And a doctor who was head of the John F. Kennedy Hospital in Monrovia, the capital, was working with USAID, and chief surgeon there had heard about my situation, and his wife had been going to a Bible study there at the mission compound. And they were not Christians, but they heard about my situation, and they had a home in Liberia there, and he invited me to come and stay with them for the week to recuperate enough so that they could send me home. And the first night I was at their home, he came home from John F. Kennedy Hospital there and sat down for dinner, and we met, and he asked me what I was doing in Liberia, and I shared with him what I had been doing and speaking at the university and speaking in the high schools. And he was not a Christian, had no background spiritually. And we sat there, I'll never forget that first night, till midnight for 6 hours, talking about philosophy and world religions and the uniqueness of Christianity. And this was all new to him. The next day he went off to the hospital and did surgery and came back again at 6 o'clock that evening. We had dinner and we sat there again till midnight. and talked again about spiritual things and a person's relationship with God and how important that was. And this was all new. Well, this went on for 4 nights. Sitting there for 6 hours every night. The fourth night, it was my privilege to get down in their living room with he and his wife and to lead both of them to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And the next morning, they led their 3 kids to the Lord. And the next 3 nights I was there, it was like the Bible says, when a person becomes a Christian, it's like a newborn babe who desires the pure milk of the Word. You know, they just couldn't get enough. Tell us more, tell us more. And they were reading the Bible and just eager to learn what God had for them. Well, I finally went back to the United States, and they were there under contract with the government for another 6 months. And 6 months later, their family moved back to Michigan, where he had a lucrative surgical practice in Michigan. Well, about a year later, I got a letter from this doctor. Dr. Bob Patton is his name. And he said, "Ron, I feel like the Lord is calling me to go to Bible school." And so this surgeon left his medical practice and went off to Bible school for a year. And after a year in Bible school, I get another letter from this surgeon, and he says, "Ron, I feel like the Lord's calling me to be a missionary." And so he and his wife went down to Suriname, South America, a little country just north of Brazil. It used to be Dutch Guinea. And in order to get into the country, not only did they learn Surinamese, but they learned Dutch so that he could teach in the medical school there, and then began to do evangelism, planted churches, and get on the radio. And they've been there for the last 20 years. While he was there, he realized that the Surinamese did not have the Bible in their own language. And so this brilliant doctor, after learning Surinamese and Dutch, decided to learn Greek and Hebrew. And after several years of learning Greek and Hebrew, he decided to translate the Bible into the Surinamese language, which he's been working on for the last 15 years. Last summer, I got a letter from this doctor in Suriname. He said, "Ron," he says, "I just want to thank you for getting sick 25 years ago. He says, "Because 25 years ago, because you were sick with amoebic dysentery in the jungles of Liberia," he says, "my family became Christians." He says, "God called us as missionaries to Suriname," and he says, "I thought you would like to know that this fall, we are going to be publishing the Bible in the Surinamese language for the first time." And I'll tell you, I read that letter and I broke down and began to weep. Because 25 years ago, I was laying in a jungle hospital going, "God, why me? Why me, God? Don't you know how much I love you? Don't you know how much I want to serve you? God, what are you doing putting me in a hospital with amoebic dysentery?" Took 25 years. God showed me that he had a bigger plan and purpose than what I thought.